Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone and Happy New Year from Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy. 644478 at keen.com for readings. Daisy May 81 at Hotmail for written prayer requests. Prayer is a daily thing around here, so please don't hesitate if you need prayer. Allow us to help. Well, this is 2020, and I'm excited about it. Just to go back into 2019, last show, our scripture was 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in God. And that's really a big theme for this year as well. Our scripture for this month is Exodus 20:20. And when God instructed Moses to tell people to fear not. We're living in a time where fear is heavy, and we're living in a time this year of revelation. So to get into this, I'll start with cosmic weather. We started 2020 with rare, very rare, I emphasize that word rare, and life-changing pattern alignments. What occurs over this year will be very different than we experienced in 2019. Changes everywhere. Finances, wealth, and relationships. Venus and Mars both retrograde in 2020, but don't let that scare you. It means a makeover. Our health tip for today is about magnesium, and it's taken from the kitchen table. FCNA are the publishers. And magnesium is an amazing little supplement for our bodies and very needful. It helps bones. It does a lot of things. But what I want to talk about it today, it's a marvelous mineral, and it helps your muscles, your nerves work better, keeps your heart healthy, boosts your bones and your immune system. And if you're over 55, you're probably likely low in magnesium. 90% of adults don't get enough of this mineral, and technically, we don't really get it like we should from our foods. So we have a high risk of deficiency. And some of the super sources of it in foods are spinach, turnip greens, collard greens, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, halibut, almonds, sesame seeds, and black beans. And it's the pathway to lower blood pressure and a healthy heart. Magnesium, along with calcium and potassium, are important electrolytes to help regulate your blood pressure. Some experts think getting enough of this mineral is very important in reducing the intake of salt, which is a battle for all of us. We're either addicted to salt or sugar. Many scientists think that too little magnesium in the body is a missing link by simply causing heart disease risk factors and actually developing heart disease. So we want to make sure we get magnesium. It is a very, very potent little mineral. Okay, so to get into today's program, again, our scripture was Exodus 20:20. God instructed Moses to tell the people to fear not. And we are living in a time where it's just everywhere, shooting, rioting, potential war. It's just out there. And but we're also living in a time of revelation. 1,500 years ago to the day of Pentecost, when 120 believers were assembled, the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, and it was exactly 15 years to the day. So that shows you that the Old and the New Testament is very, they're compatible with each other, and the whole book is needed. There are many things that you can read about in Jonathan Kahn's book on the Oracle that shows you about the times that have happened in our era that are related to old time prophecies. It's a very interesting book. I just finished reading it. And I want to look at the fact that God did appear to Moses and spoke to him. He gave him the law. And in Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, God will pour out his spirit upon all mankind. We will see prophecy this year. We will see our daughters and sons prophesying. Old men will dream dreams. Men and women, God will pour out his spirit on. So I believe we shall experience this in 2020. For born-again believers, we will be able to speak in the spirit. We will be able to see in the spirit. This is a year of visions, spiritual activity, and one of which is the beginning of the wealth transfer. It's starting. So I know you want to be in line for that. And that's why I'm here today, to tell you, to get you ready for that. And God wants his people wealthy. He wants them wealthy because they will contribute to the kingdom and to the saving of souls. He doesn't want anyone to perish. Now, looking at the Hebrew calendar, this is the year of 5780, which means numerically a 20 on the ancient Hebrew, in ancient Hebrew wisdom, is the number of decree or declare a thing. It means we are to take our authority given to us and returned to us by Jesus on the cross and decree things into manifestation. Decree a thing, speaking to your mountain instead of talking about your problems, speak to it. This is a year where you can change things. 20 also in the Hebrew is a symbol of open hands. This means God is giving us something this year, and we need to be able to receive it. Something is going to be given to you, my friends, and we need to take it. 5780, taken number by number, is pleasure, happiness, divine inspiration, and material accumulation, which is that wealth transfer. So don't miss out on God's amazing provisions this year by being in unbelief. Father God, we come before you today and praise you and thank you that we have survived 2019. We accept this year of 2020 to receive and transform our lives through your spirit. I know we will not be the same. We give you praise and glory for your promises of 2020. New vision, change, power in Jesus Yeshua's name. Okay, I'm going to begin by taking calls right now. So let's get started here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy, this is Regina.
Hi.
Hi.
Look, how you doing? Let me give you an overview here.
Sure.
Okay. All right. A new beginning for you. It's going to be a really good year. There's something that you still are trying to balance in your life. And it's in a subconscious level, which means you haven't resolved it within yourself yet. But you do have victory over it. And it may have something to do with relationship and finance.
Okay.
Both things. Okay. Relationship and finance. But you are going to master it, and it is going to be a good year for you. It's a brand new beginning. And like I said, Mars and Venus both are going retrograde, but that means a makeover. Now, a makeover means cleaning up something in it or something completely new. So it could be either one. It may be a healing, but it's not to scare us. It's time. There's been so much. I mean, if I were to look at all the calls I take on Keen, a lot of it has to do with relationships. So,
yeah, I definitely know where that is coming from.
Okay.
So
good.
I'm definitely working on. I've been working on it. I've been working on it for a pretty long while, so I'm definitely, I know I'm coming through it, and I know, you know, I will be victorious in that.
Yeah, yes, you will, and that's what your cards indicate. Yeah, and it's an emotional battle, but you're going to be successful. See, even though I see the battle, I see success over it. And a balance. There's a lot of balance in your life this year. You're going to balance your emotions and feelings, and you're going to balance your finances. I got really good news, something surprising this year financially. That could be a windfall, could be a promotion, but it's related to money, so you got money. And remember, the symbol for this year is those hands, those giving hands, and we need to be able to receive it, and we receive it by taking it. We take it in our mind. We take it.
Yes.
And believe it.
Definitely. Right. And I wanted to ask you, what is Spirit is saying about, because it seems like I'm coming up with a recurring theme of what I should be doing, because at first I didn't know what it was, but I'm living in it, living in my truth. And now that Spirit is pressing me to be open, to allow a platform to speak my truth, I just want to see what Spirit is saying
okay.
in that area.
Okay. Well, what you're thinking is correct, and there is a strong energy for you to, this is one of the things you need to balance. You've been juggling it and thinking about it, but you're going to get happiness from this, so it is going to manifest. You're going to be able to do it.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah, because I was told to use platforms like YouTube and podcasts to...
Okay.
To relate, to connect with others. So, and that's what I want to know. So that was just kind
well,
of a validation.
That's what you're going to be able to do. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. I'm always good when I do these shows. They make me happy.
Well, we're blessed that you do them for us, so thank you.
You're welcome. A little overview?
Yes, ma'am, please.
All righty. Well, you've had a lot of stress. The ending of 2019 and some of it that, you know, when we come into the first month of the year, that kind of sets the stage for the rest of the year. And we clear out stuff, you know, it's like deep clean kind of thing. You're getting rid of things. So you've been dealing with suffering, which is in the passing influence line. And there's something very special over the next 3 months for you that you're really going to celebrate life, and you're going to celebrate your brother. There's something good for him as well, and he's strong in this reading today. And I do see you finally getting to that financial state where you feel you're independent, and you've gone through a very difficult period, like I said, ending 2019 and coming into this year. But you need to analyze this way, that it's past, it's over with now, and you've got a lot of good things that you're going to be happy about. There's something very special in the month of March.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, very special. And you are going to see that. You know, you're going to get financially where you feel independent and free of, you know, that month-to-month thing we all don't like, or paycheck to paycheck. That's ending. So there is something very special. Now, that could be March or the next 3 weeks. You know how timing is when it comes to cards. But it's just... there is one thing here about a relative, a female relative, of something that she's going through. but it will end this year, but there's still a little bit of it left. It has to do with a male figure in her life, and she just doesn't have the finances to make a change. But I see you enabling that to happen.
That's wonderful.
So
I would love to be
you will help
blessing.
Her. You will help her.
Thank
and
you.
And she's doing everything
Thank
possible.
You.
She really is, and it's sad because he's not appreciating anything she does.
No, not at all.
No. Mm-mm. So you
It'll
have
be
a
wonderful.
Good. You have a good year coming up, and it starts really in the next 3 weeks or March at the latest. But there's something very special in March, and I like March. It's the kind of the end of winter and the beginning of spring, my favorite time of the year. Everything
okay.
starts blooming. All this dead, dried up stuff from winter is gone. You know, it's just wonderful.
Nice change, yes. Well,
yes.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right, let's move on here. Okay. All right, computer, you can quit that any minute now. Hang on, I'm having a little bit of difficulty here. I don't know what's going on. Mercury's not. Okay. Well, hang on here a second. Remember that God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of a strong mind. So that's in 2 Timothy. So just let's not give in to the appearance of things. Here we go. See how that works?
Hey.
Hi, you're on the air.
You see that? It's me. No, it's me, Linda. It's that little devil messing with me.
Oh, I'm
Hello,
sure.
Miss
yeah, he's
yeah.
messing with everybody. He's
oh,
messing in politics.
Me.
He's messing
go look
in
at
everything.
My, go look at my life, baby. It's crazy. Unbelievable.
Okay.
I mean, I'm lucky I'm in one piece. So.
Okay, I'm going to use a different deck here.
Uh-huh.
Because what your situation is complicated and,
uh-huh.
you know, to say the least, right?
uh-huh. We don't want to go into details, but go ahead.
I know. You don't have to.
Oh, boy.
Well, you're looking at your world as it is now, and you're looking for a way to solve it, end it. Do something with it, and the time card is on there, and, you know, it seems like it's taken forever, and nobody's really listening, but there is a change. God is having compassion on your situation. You're very faithful to prayer, and you're going to be shown something here. It's just been so emotionally draining, and when something is so emotionally draining, sometimes we can't see it, because I have actually the oppressive card, that you're being oppressed by, you know, outside forces, which could be within your own family, or it's people that you just didn't think would act the way they're acting. And but you
it's
are going to have success over it.
It's everybody, everywhere in my life, anybody and everybody. That's the way it is.
Okay, well, remember,
ahead,
2020 is a year to decree and declare a thing, and you speak to your problem, and you demand that it change, and you actually call down, this is symbolic, call down fire from heaven, you know, because God wants you to become
uh-huh.
more than you are right now, and as a believer, you have the same power that the disciples received 2,000 years ago. The Holy Spirit is just waiting for you to step out in faith and go to work. And what I mean by going to work is decree, remove, cast out demons. You have that. We have that authority. Jesus gave us back our dominion that Adam and Eve gave up in the garden. on the cross. He gave us back that dominion. And, you know, God wants us to take our authority. Sometimes he wants us to act in our authority and power. And I think that's what's facing you here. Because the Holy Spirit is just waiting for you to step out in faith and do it. And pray and release salvation and the power to speak to this and the power to speak to the sickness that's in it and see recovery and the power to create a future that's free of all this. So that's what you need to do. You need to spend some time in prayer, and you need to go into your prayer closet. And I don't know what everybody's prayer closet is personal to them, but mine is to get under the chalice and close it around myself.
Okay.
And
okay.
That removes, and you have the Archangel Michael who is willing to help you in this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I know
can
you're
I
very tired.
About, I got my grandkids right now with me, and my God, my daughter moved in with me with all of them, and she's so lazy. I'm doing it all, and I'm going to be 66. I'm tired in so many ways. And you
well,
know,
she's
going to
let you as long as
well.
You do it.
No, I'm trying to get, I'm taking care of something I got to do, but we'll talk another time.
Okay. Yeah, I should be back on clean next week. I had to do my year-end beginning things with my disabled daughter, which is a house inspection and all that. And I just got through all that. I've got one more meeting to do, but I should start working next week, probably on Tuesday, quite a few days next week.
I can't get on your waiting list. It's not allowing us because it says not available.
Oh, I know. They won't do it because they're upset with me that I don't have a schedule and I can't give them a schedule. But as soon as I come on, you can get on, and I'll be on Tuesday. Okay.
Okay. I'll talk to you next.
And we'll
God
work through
you.
This.
Send in my love.
Start taking authority over it. Okay? Setting yourself up for these blessings. God bless.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's move on here. All right, computer, come on. I don't know why this is giving me trouble today, but it is. Hang in there, folks. I'm working on it. Come on. Okay, Proverbs 11:25 says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will be watered himself." So we need to remember we reap what we sow, so let's be giving and declaring and decreeing things over ourselves. Boy, this is just giving me trouble here trying to take these calls. Come on now. Okay, there we go.
Hi, Daisy.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Daisy. It's nice to talk to you. So any message you have, what I can tell you is last year was probably one of the hardest years of my life. And I wish I was exaggerating when I say that, but went to serious depression and gained a bunch of weight. I'm trying to get, you know, my life back in order, and I'm not on antidepressants anymore, and yeah, it was tough. So I need this year to be better.
Okay, getting out and walking is good. Also meditation, maybe taking a yoga class, learning how to center yourself. Deep breathing is always good, especially if you have something, you know, emotionally trying. And depression is definitely, can be hereditary. There's a lot of reasons for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was doing really well. I was going to the gym like 4 or 5 times a week, running, you know, eating right, and then you know, everything went to the crapper.
That shows confusion around your love life. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely
okay.
We're on the right track.
what triggered it,
I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally thought I met the one, but it turned out to not be the case whatsoever.
That's disappointing. That is so heavy sometimes. It's just, okay, so I showed the emotional issues being a thing of the past. There's hope for your future. There shows confusion around and sadness, which, create, you know, like you said, triggered it. but you're going to find the right relationship this year. Remember, Venus and Mars thing is a makeover.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing for you, a really good opportunity. Are you still hearing from him in the past?
No. I haven't heard from him. No. He completely ghosted me, so, which was, you know, I didn't understand. Even one, you know, even a text message like, hey, I don't want to see you. But especially
since
we're adults.
Well, even if he does, which he's been thinking about it, you know, because believe it or not, when you stop giving energy to something, that person, that other person feels it. And you're starting to, you know, get on your feet, get your legs back. You know, I mean, you're not got wobbly legs where he's concerned. And sometimes they sense that. But he's got some issues that are destructive when it comes to a relationship. So even if he does show back up, remember today's reading that you are going to meet someone very special, very balanced, that really cares for you.
Okay.
And
I was thinking about actually relocating. I think I don't know if I want to live in, you know, this part of the country for the rest of my life. So I've considered relocating. It's way too expensive where I live as well. So I don't know if that would happen.
Well, there's possibility of that. It's a little bit of getting the money together, looks like.
Yeah.
And I think you will do that.
Okay.
I think it's going to surprise you. You got a lot of new stuff, new love, a career change for the better, and this comes to you.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
It's always great talking to you.
If you want to look into it in depth, you can call me on Keen. Like I said, I'll be starting back next week on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And we will look at this in depth, but there's a lot of change for you. And this whole year is change. We're going to see change.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Yay, we're working. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Thank you for your prayers. I'll go get a biopsy and it'll be okay.
Yes, you remember, this is a decree, declare. You just, sometime tonight, you just sit down and you, wherever this is at in your body, you just send white light into it and say, you are going to be fine. And you speak to that spirit of infirmity and tell them to get out in Jesus' name. You might just be surprised. We're supposed to take our authority and speak over our lives this year and manifest. And we're going to start receiving. It's a little scary, but actually I have hope. And I think you're going to be okay.
Okay, good. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
praise Jesus. What's my overview?
Okay. Well, you're still looking at the man, you know, in your life, and he emotionally sets you back, and then he kind of spurs you on. There's some kind of financial breakthrough here that's going to allow him to break free. He just, you know, things happen to us the way we think. If you think you're stuck, you're going to be stuck. You know, it's unto us according to our faith. It's unto us, you know, the way we think and speak over ourselves. So he's just been keeping himself stuck out of guilt. He's allowed that guilt to run him, you know. But actually, I see you having an opportunity. You got, okay, you're going to look at your situation the way it is right now in your love life. And you're going to go through this makeover I'm talking about. Then you have a future opportunity. But you have an opportunity of getting married this year.
Ah. Would it be him?
Well, that's what it's saying here.
Oh.
Okay, it's your choice. Okay, you're looking at the situation and things are going to change with him. But then there's a new situation, too, which looks it's a difficult decision. I'll help you with that.
Yeah, because he's worried today. He said he'd been having bad dreams that I'd left him and everything and that he was so hurt. I said,
yeah,
what?
Well,
if you start making me priority a little bit, maybe that
would Well, he's getting a little prophecy there because that's actually what the possibility of that could happen because I see somebody very special. And then I see him having an opportunity of resolving some of his guilt by being able to, he's got some kind of, whether he sells his properties, some kind of money thing coming. This is all going to take place between February and March.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I told him he would have the chance to change those dreams, you know, make them better. But I'll see.
Yeah, I think he's getting a glimpse of what's coming up in the future, what I'm seeing here in these cards today.
Yeah.
He could lose you, you know. He needs to, as they say, if you snooze, you lose buckwheat. My little granddaughter goes, what's buckwheat, Grandma?
So you hang in there like a hare in a biscuit.
So you just keep a good positive attitude. Take your power back. You lost a lot of power with him over the years, and you need to take your power back, and you need to stand up and realize that God wants you happy this year and take authority over all this. Take dominion like we're being told to do.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay. You know, in Genesis 1:26, God gave us dominion. Adam and Eve lost it to Satan's schemes. And there's a lot of scheming going on in this world today. You know, between, I just saw a thing where some kind of scheme's going on where they're stealing people's property, borrowing against it, and then all of a sudden you lose it, you know. So there's so much going on. We need God's protection, and we need to stay under the armor of God. And there's just a lot of deception, like Jesus said, that would be a sign of his coming, a lot of deception. But God's plan for us from the very beginning was to create male and female and bless them, and they would work as a team, equal partners, not one dominating the other. That all came after they gave up their authority. He gave them the power and authority to prosper, reproduce, take dominion over their lives. And Jesus has reestablished that for us on the cross. The same power is available to us this year, and we need to take it. We need to take it. The devil is defeated. He's been stripped of his power, so we need to take dominion over him. And, you know, whatever you learn in church or whatever spiritual wisdom you get tried on it. So today I want you to declare your healing, decree that you are redeemed, walk in the Spirit, and this will be your most prosperous year in 2020. Take another call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki.
Hi.
Sorry.
faith.
Okay.
I guess a quick overview, and then I have one question.
Okay. Well, a lot of the negative stuff that you experienced in 2020 around relationship, particularly, is in the passing influence. It is meant for you to find that right love partner, and it's beginning. I've got the card of commencement, which means beginning, and there's a lot of change for you, a lot of change, you know, and you're on the right track in your mind about not playing the same old games, not doing the same old, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And you have a lot of enlightenment about yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is good. This is a rare thing because
mm-hmm.
most of us, our emotions get in the way. And, I mean, I listened to a rabbi this morning who was talking about all the struggle that he had and how he feared things. And even though we're not supposed to fear things, but it was what was in front of him. One of his daughters was in a car wreck, and that was what he feared. And so it came upon him. And so we are tested in this life, and we have to realize that our thoughts are, and our what we speak of ourselves is very powerful. And
mm-hmm.
God wants to bless you with the right relationship and a new beginning this year. And you're getting your finances. You're on the right track there, too. There's some lucky times several times this year.
Okay. I'm not really sure
about
our relationship.
Improvement, an improvement in a healthy relationship.
Ugh.
It's going to surprise you. I think you're kind of giving up.
I am giving up. I am at peace with it, and if it finds me, great. If it don't, oh well.
You know, that's when the right one comes a lot of times, is when we give
yeah.
up trying to fix something or trying to make something happen
yeah.
or
be
and
something you're
let go,
for
then
that person.
That's when something
yeah.
good happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so my question, I know you got to go. Speaking of relationship, this is not a relationship. This is just, I'm trying to decipher something. There's someone in my building, and I think I've mentioned him to you briefly before, but for some reason in the last maybe 2 weeks, he's been in my psyche, subconscious, and I'm just like, dude, no. And I think he has a girlfriend or something, but he's in my subconscious, and I want to know if that's a fantasy
okay.
or what this is, because I'm not actively trying to pursue him, anything like that. I see him in the building, we speak, and that's it. So
well, what I have here is that he is in a relationship.
Okay.
But there's some chemistry here. There's some attraction, you know. I mean, it happens. And, you know, he's going back and forth. Should I leave this alone? Should I flirt? So he's trying to, you know, he's looking at his present situation, his relationship. And he's wondering why this is in front of him. You know, he's
yeah.
going, why is this in front of me? And why is it that I'm affected by you, this woman?
Yeah,
you.
Same here. And I'm like, I don't even know him. It's so weird.
I wasn't looking for nothing. Why is this
me.
Happening to me?
Right.
But
oh
you're bringing
God.
Something out in him. He's bringing something out in you. There's definitely chemistry there. And I think at some point he's going to give in to this.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it. It was bugging me, like, out of nowhere. It just in my brain. I'm like, what the heck? I'm not trying to get out of the way. Move. I'm trying to think about something else. You know? So it's just weird.
Well, you're both
all.
Doing the same thing. He's going, why am I feeling this way? I can't help
yeah.
it, though. You know, he gets a little flutters, a little pitter-pat here, and, you know, chemistry. And you're doing it, too, but And you're both very attractive people, so and you both think that about each other, so.
Well, that's a good thing. That's flattering, so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to pursue it, of course.
Well, you know, things come.
Flattery.
It's our decisions that creates our world. So, but at some point, I think he's going to make the decision to flirt, because you're in his head, you know, and it's an attraction thing.
And I see him more often. I saw him at my gym. I didn't know he was a member there, and I thought, what the heck? Like, he was staring at me the whole time. It made me uncomfortable. I had to leave. Weird. It's weird. Okay. I know you got to go, but okay, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay, so you just hang in there. It's going to be an interesting year with a lot of change, and there is falling in love. Looks like springtime.
Well, I'm looking forward to the change. I am excited about the change. That is front and foremost, so I'm excited about all of it. So thank you, Daisy.
Okay. Thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Father God, I want to thank you for giving me the ability to speak your words and promises to your people and into the lives of your people. Right now, I release health, prosperity, peace, and joy to all of our listeners, and now and in the future, in every area of their life right now. I give you all the praise and glory in Yeshua Jesus' name. Our theme is to stop the strife, stop the stress this year. Don't allow it to dominate our lives. It's been dominating our lives way too long. And from last year, we should see, and I wish the government would see, that the importance of teamwork. And there's a great power when you partnership with a like-minded believer. So this is something that's very powerful this year. You need to find somebody to agree with you, and I'm available. God's goal for the body of Christ is living in unity and giving one another encouragement. We must avoid words that create strife, confusion in our family and in our church. The Apostle Paul addressed this in 2 Corinthians 12:20. In the church, people were not behaving as they should in the body of Christ. And Paul was concerned that he would find a church full of fighting, jealousy, selfish ambitions, backbiting, gossip. Boy, is that ever going on. This is still a concern today in our world and in our churches. The enemy is trying to divide us, and a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. Our part is to guard the body of Christ by speaking positive, faith-filled words. This positions us and others to experience salvation, healing, prosperity, and unity. And Father, right now, I break every curse and every negative seed that has been sown. I release blessings as you intended, and I ask you to help us all put a guard on our mouths and pray that from now on we will use words only for building people up and not tearing them down, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, we're about out of time here. I thank you. I'll let you know. I hope everybody's ready to receive this wonderful new year of promise. Remember, just keep remember that symbol of those palm-up hands on the Hebrew calendar. And that is, God wants to give us something. So receive it today and have a wonderful year. And remember, there's a lot of things that need to change from 2019. God bless you all, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. I will let you know when the next show is. In the meantime, I can be contacted for readings at Daisy@keen.com, Daisy64478@keen.com, and DaisyMay81@hotmail.com for written prayer requests. God bless you all, and thank you, and I'll see you next time. Bye now.